Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's job is. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's job is.
We've been working on this new circuit for a long time, and we're sure that it's ready for production now. As you know, it took a while to find a solution to the problems we had with the old circuit. The diagrams on the second page will give you a rough idea of how it works and what's different about it. I'll explain the ideas behind it in a minute, and then I'll hand over to Mark for any questions about manufacturing costs. And then maybe we can agree on a start date for production.
Hello, it's Paul Fields here. We spoke yesterday. I'm calling about the forms you filled in for the loan. They arrived this morning, but there are some more figures that I'll need before we can do anything. Your company's projected figures only cover next year, but we'll need them for 3 years. The rest is fine. So if you could get those to me in the next week, then once our legal people have checked everything out, I'll be able to authorize the loan.
Hello, it's Sheila Griffiths here from the Haver Bridge. I'm ringing to check the dates that you booked for the advertisers' convention. The problem is that we seem to have 2 different dates. The publicity materials that you sent have the 14th down as the starting date, yet in your original letter to us, you booked the 15th to the 18th. Those dates are fixed now, and I'm afraid it's not possible to change them.
There can be a problem when the packaging on a retailer's own brand is similar to other leading brands. There's a court case I'm preparing at the moment which is about just this problem. Until it's finished, I think the marketing department should be very careful in this area and stick to completely new designs for our own brand packaging. That way, we can avoid the risk of damages.
Hello, it's Rachel Lister here from Cross & Taylor. I got your letter accepting the post this morning. I'm just ringing to arrange a time for us to meet and sign your contract. Your departmental manager has asked me to go through it with you and to answer any questions you have about holidays and the pension scheme and so on. I should be able to take you over to the sales department afterwards so you can meet some of your future colleagues.
Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. Each speaker is leaving a message on an answering machine. For each recording, decide what the main reason is for the phone call. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what the main reason is for each phone call. 18.
Tom, it's Paula. Just checking you haven't forgotten the presentation we agreed to do. Do you realise it's only 10 days away? To be honest, I'm beginning to regret offering to do it. Expect you are too. Anyway, I'll be in touch early next week so we can start preparing properly.
It's
Elena. Sorry to bother you on your first day off, but I'm trying to order that software you were talking about yesterday. You know, for processing customer complaints. The suppliers need to know the exact name of the package and the company that produces it. It seems there's more than one on the market. Can you help? Give me a ring at the office before 4 o'clock if you can. Otherwise, have a good break.
20.
Mike, this is Bob Richards from Birmingham Traders here. Look, today's delivery is not much better than last week's. It looks like your process needs looking at again. Basically, you're not getting the printing areas of the two colours right. There's this strange optical effect instead of a clear diagram in two colours. Could you give me a ring when you get in?
21.
Hi, it's Margaret. Just a quick word to say I thought the presentation was great. You deserve a bonus, in my opinion. I mean, answering those difficult questions on accounting procedures when it's not really your field at all. Well, I know I couldn't have done it. My one complaint is that the coffee break was so short. Bye.
22.
Mark, just a quick message. I'm on the way to the station. I've thought about our discussion at this afternoon's meeting, and I think the research people do need to be involved, and right now. So, can you set up a meeting with them for when I get back, say Thursday or Friday? Can you also send them an agenda based on what we discussed today? Thanks.
22. That is the end of part 2.